You're with SBS Radio.
Vicky, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Thank you very much, Vahi. It's really great to be here.
Vicky, could you give details about the events you organise in Melbourne and Sydney?
Well, yes. Look, we've got Muslim reformist and founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, Dr. Zudi Jasser, coming from the States. And we have a couple of events in Melbourne and one in Sydney. So in Melbourne, it's the 12th of March, and we're on the first night in Melbourne on the 12th of March at the Melbourne City Conference Centre. We have him on a panel with some other Australian Muslim academics, Dr. Zuleha Keskin, and she's an academic and community leader, a course director at the Centre for Study of Islamic Studies and Civilization at CSU, Charles Sturt University. So she's one of the panellists to engage with Dr. Jasser, and the other one is Yasser Morsi. He's a lecturer in the Department of Politics and Philosophy at La Trobe. So these guys are going to be talking about the merits of the Muslim reform movement. So that's the first night. So what we're wanting is a public conversation about that, and we'll come back to what is the Muslim reform movement in a minute. But the next night it progresses, and Dr. Jasser will go into a conversation with Dr. Bernie Power. And he has worked in various Muslim countries in Asia and the Middle East, and he's currently a lecturer in Islamic studies at the Melbourne School of Theology. So he's a Christian rather than a Muslim. And so you've got a Muslim panel the first night, you've got a Christian doctor the next night, and then we move to Sydney on Saturday the 16th of March, and Dr. Jasser will engage with Professor Mehmet Olzap, who's associate professor. And, you know, he's quite a prominent community leader and founder of the Director of Centre for Islamic Studies and Civilization at Charles Sturt University. So that's all quite a mouthful, but basically what he's here for is to talk about the merits and the challenges of the Muslim reform movement. Probably people are saying, what the hang is that? That's a group of Muslims that really want to see a reformation within Islam, I guess in the same way that Christianity had a reformation and separated church and state. They're looking for a reformation and calling for it, for a separation of mosque and state. So basically to cut off the political arm of Islam, which they call Islamism. So it's making this very clear distinction between Islam of faith and Islam of political movement, which they say is what is radicalizing and terrorizing the world.
Jackie, in detail, who is Muslim reformist Zudi Jasser, and why you think his ideas are topical and helpful for the Australian society?
Well, one of the things that Zudi says is that, you know, governments tend to, you know, in dealing with radicalization and dealing with terrorism, they seem to, you know, they want to engage the Muslim community, and they're, you know, he says they're often appoint arsonists to put out the fires. So it not recognising there are Muslims who are liberty-loving, good citizens, decent people who are just as horrified at these events as anyone else. And then there are those who feel a religious obligation towards a caliphate, you know, the establishment of global Islamic State. So there are people who will fight towards that. And that yet there are Muslims who don't want that and will relegate that to the past. And he says governments need to stand on the side of free-thinking, you know, democracy-loving, you know, Muslims who will support and love, appreciate secular governance, human rights, and all those things. So, you know, he's trying to, I guess, make a distinction between Islam, a faith, and Islamism, a political movement, which too often ends in violence.
Vicky, I think it's very topical having a cultural conversation, but why are you organizing such an event? I interviewed you before as a candidate for the Australian Christians. When you became involved in Islamic affairs or political Islam?
Well, actually, I'm the author of a book called Ideological Jihad, which was published in 2009. And that was actually as a result of my friend radicalising, an Egyptian friend, here in Australia. So that was my introduction to, well, I thought, well, why did she radicalise? What made her go that way, make those choices? And I began attending Islamic lectures in Melbourne, also Sydney, and also went to New Zealand and participated in some there. So to get a feel for what's actually happening in our universities in these communities. And this out of this came my book, Ideological Jihad. Now, the term, it's about really a struggle of ideas, and this is what's going on in society. And my husband and I attended the Hizb ut-Tahrir conference many years ago in Sydney. I think it was 207 from memory. And there, a three-point plan on how to overturn democracy and impose the Islamic State was presented in Sydney at the Hizb ut-Tahrir conference. And I just sort of realised that, you know, people who get a hold of that idea, the natural progression of that idea is a violent end. It might start off as an ideological jihad, but as it always ends, you know, I often say that the dawah, if you like, the mission to establish an Islamic State and terrorism, jihad, are two sides to the same coin. Now, what attracted me to Zuhdi Jasser is he says exactly the same thing. He says that it is actually an ideological position. There are people who deny that it's an ideological position, so this is hotly contested amongst academics. But my experience sitting in Islamic lectures is to say that, well, I saw that it was ideological, that people were committed to this ideal. I've heard Muslim leaders, community leaders, imams, say, you know, there's the only reason for a Muslim to be in a non-Muslim state is basically, you know, to Islamize it. Now, I've heard that and seen it and experienced it. So Zuhdi's saying he's not denying that there is this problem. This is not the position of all Muslims. And he's asking to, you know, he's created this. He's a co-founder of the Muslim Reform Movement and the founder of this American Islamic Forum for Democracy. And these are, you know, think tanks, counter-terrorism think tanks, founded out of 9/11 because they want to address the ideological roots of that ends in this kind of action. So, you know, they don't happen in a vacuum. So people have these thoughts and the natural progression will be that end. So he's saying we need to get to the root of it. And he's a medical doctor and he uses that kind of analogy. So I'm very attracted to the fact, I guess, that here is a Muslim American who is saying a very similar thing to what we experience here in Australia.
Vicky, this is an internal conversation that concerns Muslims themselves, but since we're having this conversation in the open, in what way Western societies can help the progressive Muslims?
Well, this is the thing. It affects all of society because we all live together in our society. It's not just, it is certainly an issue for Muslims to sort out, but we need to stand on the side of free-thinking Muslims who will support and uphold secular governments, universal human rights, the civilization that, you know, we all enjoy the benefits of. You know, we don't want to move towards a totalitarian society. It does impact all of society, but we want, I guess, you know, this is an opportunity for a next generation to listen to this conversation. And the whole public to think about it, to recognise that there are people who need to rally behind this movement, which is really supporting, I guess we would call it a Western civilization. And it's not because, you know, it's not because West is best or it's not, it's about freedom being a choice over what's the option to freedom. Is totalitarianism one way or the other? So, you know, you can get coerced and be no less oppressive in a coercive dictatorship. It doesn't have to be a religious one, but Islamists aren't much different in the sense to communists. You know, they are willing to go the whole hog to impose their political position. So that's not the way that we've had a free and civil society or that we can keep it. So, yeah, I just think that this is a whole society discussion and we need to recognise there's a lot of ideological diversity, genuine diversity within the Muslim community. And, you know, I just think we need to stand on the side of people who appreciate the way of life that we all enjoy, democracy, freedom and secular governance, which should actually give freedom to all, freedom of belief, of conscience, The thing is with the idea of a caliphate, you know, you have two big problems to our way of life is blasphemy and apostasy laws. And we have freedom of belief and freedom of speech and you know, Islamists support blasphemy and apostasy laws to silence all debate. So it's very important to keep this debate and discussion, conversation, whatever you call it, to keep it alive and open. Because the alternative is just, you know, this silencing and suppression and oppression. And we need people to make choices. And they can't make a choice if they never hear an alternative. So there are a lot of young people that are radicalised that this is what they've heard. They haven't really heard another narrative. And this is about, you know, offering another narrative in Islamic consciousness, if you like.
Vicky, do you think a liberal Muslim movement will take shape in Australia after the conversation with Dr. Jasser?
Well, I think there are already liberal Muslims in Australia. There are groups that call themselves progressive. There's a group called the Muslim Collective. But they, again, don't necessarily, because this is a very big problem. On the one hand, we say that we don't, you know, we don't want a politicised Islam. But of course, to stand up publicly like this is actually a political, you know, like you would call Zudi a political figure in a sense. So it's very difficult. You know, I don't know that all Muslims who are liberty-minded will necessarily support him, but they will support, they will hear and support those ideas. But yeah, I think, you know, there are a lot of free-thinking Muslims in our society. We have all have friends, work colleagues, you know, kids have schoolmates. We have families in our neighbourhood that we all know are free-thinking and good citizens, that, you know, we agree to disagree on theology. And one of the things I always say is we can agree to disagree on theology, but we can't afford to disagree on liberty. We have to give each other some space to think differently. This is not something that what we call fundamentalist, extremist, Islamist, this is not something they will allow. But that's the only way that we can maintain our free society. So I do think that, you know, we have hope. I hope that more people will appreciate his message and, you know, not focus on the fact that he is actually saying we have a problem and we need to fix it. He says a lot of Muslims are still in denial that there is a problem, that it's not Islam. But I probably agree with Zudi that you can't say Islamic terrorism has nothing at all to do with Islam. It is an interpretation. You can argue about whether it's a valid interpretation or not, but you can't say it's not an Islamic interpretation because it's, you know, been written for centuries. So what he's talking about is reinterpreting ancient scriptures in the light of modernity, freedom, and universal human rights. So that's a big thing. And if it can be done, it can only benefit Muslim people and all of society.
Have you received any feedback about the event?
Yes, look, we have both positive and negative feedback. Some people are just too frightened to address the subject, let's be honest. And that's a problem, is that people don't have a lot of courage to address this. You know, oh, I don't want it to trigger this, that or the other. And that's an indication, I believe, that we do have a problem, that we can't say things. I mean, I don't want to be provocative in the sense of being rude and, you know, unnecessarily in your face and so forth. But we have to address these issues. They're not going to go away. You know, they just keep going on. So some people are fearful. Some people are encouraged. Some people are very supportive. So there's a whole range of different opinions. But we do hope that we attract a lot of people to the meetings. And I would encourage people to go to my website to just have a look and read what's there about these the different speakers that are engaging with Zudi to have a look at the topic, the Muslim Reform Movement. And you can do that on my website, vickyjansen.com.au. Just the spelling of my name's a little bit awkward for people to find me, but it's Vicky with a V-I-C-K-I-E. And Jansen, J-A-N-S-O-N, so vickyjansen.com.au, and there's a page on the website called Tour. So there you can have a look at the details of the Melbourne and Sydney meetings, which are in Melbourne on the 12th and 13th of March and in Sydney on the 16th. And also, Zudi's book is available on my books tab, which he has published just for this particular collection of articles, and it gives a bit of insight into what he's talking about. So it's a little booklet published called Which Islam? Who's Islam? And Other Essays. So he's basically saying Islamism isn't my Islam, and there's a lot of Muslims who say that's not my Islam. So he's asking people to take a choice. So that book is available, and it will be available to get copies at the events, and he'll be able to sign them. So, you know, it's being produced especially for this tour, Which Islam, Who's Islam, and Other Essays by Zudi Jasser. So I do hope that people will come along, hear what he has to say, pick up a copy of his book. But if you can't do that, then by all means, you know, you can go online and get the book.
If someone wants to come to the event, they have to book through your website?
They can book it through the website. The venue is the Melbourne City Conference Centre on both nights in Melbourne. But yes, you can book on the website. You know, obviously we have to hire venues and so forth, so there is a cost, but it's not exorbitant. It's $25 for adults, $20 for students and pensioners. I do hope that a lot of people will come and engage with this conversation. You know, because I think it's well overdue. Zudi certainly says it's well overdue in the Muslim community, and I think it's well overdue generally in society to have a decent public conversation about it.
Vicky, thanks very much for the interview and for organising such an event on such current and topical issue.
Thank you, Vahi. I really appreciate the opportunity to share about it.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.